Correct breathing is the key to relaxation. Just hold your breath for 60 seconds, and you'll be reminded about the importance of breathing. Every cell in your body needs oxygen every minute of the day. It provides the energy you need to metabolize food, break down waste products and toxins, build up your immune system, and so much more. Deprived of oxygen, your brain will quickly start to call it quits. The way you breathe also makes a big difference to your body. Expectant mothers are taught to take short, shallow breaths during labor because this helps them focus on the job at hand rather than on the pain. Athletes take deep breaths, steady breaths, to increase endurance. Singers need to make sure that sufficient air passes through the larynx to maintain pure quality of sound, and the airflow must be adjusted to minimize the vibration of their vocal cords. Relaxation also requires a specific breathing technique called diaphragmatic breathing. We'll call it belly breathing when explaining it to children, which you and your child can learn to do. No single tool is most effective for calming the body and the brain than diaphragmatic breathing. Scientists have found that stress causes us to take rapid and shallow breaths that come from the mid to upper chest. While this type of breathing gives us a quick energy boost and can help us focus our attention, it also reduces the efficiency of our metabolism and interferes with our natural healing systems. This is why prolonged stress can be so damaging. The connection between diaphragmatic breathing and stress reduction is not a recent discovery. The practice of focused breathing as a tool for meditation and relaxation comes down to us through centuries and across many diverse cultures. Modern science has simply confirmed ancient wisdom. So let's give belly breathing a try. Before you can teach your child how to use breathing to relax, you must first learn to do it yourself. Diaphragmatic breathing involves breathing slowly and deeply from your belly instead of your chest, while keeping your attention focused about 2 inches below your belly button, focusing your attention on your belly as it rises and falls is both centering and calming. As you breathe, try to keep continuous flow of air without thinking about the beginning or end of each breath. Pay attention only to the feeling of the breath. If other thoughts wander in, just let them wander out again. To teach belly breathing to your child, begin with the suggested language that I will explain after this, or a similar explanation in your own words. Tell your child that learning belly breathing is simple and fun, even though it may not seem natural at first. So, basic belly breathing. First, have your child sit comfortably with his legs uncrossed, and say something like this. We're going to spend a couple of minutes playing a breathing game. Just put your hands on your belly a couple of inches below your belly button. Let your eyes close. That's good. Imagine a smile on your face, whether you have one or not. Be aware of how your belly rises and falls as you slowly breathe in and out. Now let your breathing get even slower, and I'll count 1, 2, 3 as you breathe in, and 1, 2, 3 as you breathe out. Continue counting while your child breathes this way for 1 or 2 or 3 minutes. The counting is not as important as having your child notice the feeling of his breath coming in and going out. Afterward, ask your child what it felt like. Did he feel more relaxed when he did his belly breathing? If your child has trouble getting the hang of belly breathing, suggest that he lie down and put a favorite small toy or stuffed animal on his belly. Ask him to put all his attention into making the toy go up and down with his breathing. If he resists practicing, you might give him stickers or a small prize to reinforce the game. Once you've introduced belly breathing to your child, you may want to give him through some of the other breathing games that I will talk to you about. The effect of belly breathing is enhanced when it accompanies soft and relaxing music, like classical music, instrumental music. The most important thing to remember is to make time for belly breathing, along with other relaxation techniques that you will learn. It's a good idea to practice a few minutes a day. Making time for relaxation means setting aside 10 or 15 minutes every day, finding a comfortable place to practice relaxation, and getting rid of all distractions. Turn off your cell phone. Tell the rest of your family you're taking a relaxation break and you should not be interrupted. Or alternatively, invite them to join you. Just concentrate on the pleasurable task at hand, helping your child relax and relaxing yourself as well.